when you're ready to, just find your seated pose, coming into your resting seated pose. Bring the pelvis to the back of the chair. Allow the spine to be upright and away from the back of the chair. And have just a check with the feet that they're planted flat on the ground at hip width distance, so that your lower body feels nice and steady and grounded. And then if you're happy to close the eyes now, we'll just have a sense of the sitting bones. You might just rock from left to right for a moment. So just go nice and easy, nice and slowly, taking the weight onto one sitting bone, back over to the other sitting bone. Come back to center and rock forward a little bit, and then rock back a little bit. Just a few times with forward and back. Go back to your left and right movement. Change it around whenever you want to. So in a sense, we're just feeling into the weight of the pelvis as we're here, right now. I'm going from one sitting bone to the other. Now I'm going to go forward and back again a couple of times. Next time you go forward, if you're going forward, take a breath in. As you lean back a little bit towards the tailbone, breathe out. And repeat that if it's comfortable. Leaning forward a little bit as you breathe in. As you exhale, leaning back a little bit. So you're taking the weight forward as you breathe in and then back again. And then we'll go the other direction. Weight into one sitting bone, breathe in. Exhale over to the other sitting bone. Repeat that, breathing in at the first side. Exhaling to the other side. Try that one more time. And then wherever you are on the sitting bone, pause and make this your in-breath side and exhale on the other sitting bone. So you're just swapping it over a bit. And try that for a couple of goes. So what we're seeing if we can do is really come into the rhythm of the breath. Feeling that in-breath where the weight is on one sitting bone, transferring gently over to the other side as we exhale. And would it be okay to make a circle now, going forward, perhaps over to one side, back towards the tailbone, over to the other sitting bone and forward again, taking it slowly. Notice how the spine is upright. The back of the neck is long. The crown of the head is reaching upwards. See if you can go around the other way gently. It's the smallest little circle, or you could go bigger if you want. But it's slow, so slow it down now. Half the speed you're going at. Slow it right down. Transferring the weight, feeling that movement and that transfer of weight. Coming back to center now, pausing where the weight is even on both sitting bones. And you're not really tipped forward, nor are you tipped back. You're finding, you know, that kind of central position. Take the back of one hand to the back of your waist. Can you feel that nice inward curve of the lumbar spine? Take the other hand, palm of the hand, to the back of your neck, if your shoulders are okay with that. And just feel the inward curve of the back of the neck. So for the spine to be upright, we need to know that these two curves are there. When you're ready to, take the arms out to the sides and then swap the arms, the back of one hand to your lower back, the palm of the hand to the back of your neck. When you're ready to, just repeat that. Breathing in, opening out the arms, changing the hands as you swap over the hands. So keep it comfortable on the shoulders now. If it doesn't suit one hand to go to the back of the neck, just maybe take it to the shoulder. You know, don't force anything. So breathing in, the arms are opening, the chest is broadening, breath coming in. Exhale, the back of one hand to the small of your back, the palm of the other hand to the back of your neck. And then softly release the arms down. Let them hang down by your sides. Allow the shoulders to drop. And as you just observe the breath, can you feel how the in-breath causes the ribcage to expand? And the exhalation encouraging the ribcage to soften down. And the shoulders want to drop, don't they? So try that a few more times, just observing how the circumference of the ribcage expands front, side and back. And as you exhale, the ribcage sort of is drawn in and the shoulders drop. And then resting there, arms still dangling down, shoulders relaxing down. Spine upright, back of the neck long, but that natural curve is there in the back of the neck and in the lumbar spine, and the crown of the head is reaching the ceiling. Can you feel into your sitting bones here? Can you feel down into your feet? Now, if you've space out to the sides, or you can bring the arms in front if it suits you better, just raise the arms out with an in-breath, soft elbows, and softly come down, just like seagull arms. Or the arms can come up in front of you if that suits you better. Arms lifting and lowering with the breath. Breathing in, arms lift as though they're rising on the in-breath. And when you feel the changeover into the exhalation, you notice it, and then the arms want to come down on the exhalation. So the idea here is to really feel how the in-breath can magically help lift those arms. And then there's the changeover. There's a little pause, and as you exhale, the arms come down. You don't have to lift the arms very high. It's just a soft movement with soft elbows, soft wrists, soft shoulders. Hands moving in time with the breath. The breath is the guide as to where the arms are going. On an in-breath, the arms are rising in some fashion. On the exhale, they're descending, feeling the hands moving through the air. Do you sense the air on your fingertips, on the backs of your hands? Next time the arms lower down, just let them dangle, let the shoulders relax and recover. And each out-breath, the shoulders are dropping, but the spine is still up. Allow the hands to rest back on your lap now. Just see how you feel. What do you notice in the shoulders? In the arms? And how does the breath feel? When you're ready to very gently open your eyes and choose your place now to rest for the body scan. So whether you're going to stay on your chair, or you're going to lean back, or you're going to go to the couch, or, do you know, whatever suits you. And you don't need to turn the camera to face you. You can just have it where it is and just listen to me. It's fine. I don't need to see you. But as you're settling up, the body scan is quite a vital part of building our mindfulness practice. I heard somebody say the other day, we're like lollipop people. We're all up in the head. Do you know, the head is big and the rest of the body is, you know, not always in the equation. But with mindfulness, we want to bring the attention into the body. Because, as you know, the body can send us signals as to how things are, how we're feeling, what we're noticing during the day. Something might happen, we feel, maybe the shoulders tighten or something, and then that event is over, we might relax on the shoulder. So the body is a great aid, a great barometer of what's going on for us. So we build our mind-body connection with the body scan, noticing what's going on in the body in tandem as to what's going on with the head. So we've found your position now, resting in whatever way is most comfortable. You can let the knees drop out to the sides if you're sitting. If you're lying down, maybe the knees could lean against each other so you've no effort in holding the legs. If you're on the couch, whatever way, you can let your head rest back so you don't have to hold the head up. So give yourself a moment to settle, wriggle until you feel really nice and relaxed. Feeling support from the chair or whatever you're sitting on, whatever you're lying on. Let your body settle into it. Notice the points of contact. Head, shoulders, arms, elbows, hands. Where your back is making contact. The natural pressure of the hips resting, or the lower back. And then the legs, wherever they're making contact. All the way down to the feet. Whether it's the soles of the feet on the floor or just the heels. Have a sense of the whole back body. And we're breathing in and out through the nostrils. And we're just noticing the movement of breath. No effort. Just becoming familiar with that rhythm. In and out. And where you might feel the breath moving to in the body. And let's just take on our intention here to practice a short body scan with the idea of really building our awareness of how the body is in the moment. And seeing if we can be kind to the body as we notice, not judging it. So if we find an area of tension or tightness, we're going to just acknowledge that it's there. And maybe just soften a little bit around it, without really trying to change it, but just seeing if we can accept whatever is here in our present moment awareness. And considering your own motivation, why might this be helpful? And then letting go of intention, motivation, bring your attention back to the breath. In and out through the nostrils if that's comfortable. And would it be okay to equalize the breath, in-breath and out-breath the same length? And to help with that, we might breathe in for a count of three or four. exhaling for a similar count. Just giving the mind something to focus on, the breath and the count. And then when you're ready to letting go of the count and emphasize the out-breath, breath to be a little longer, and notice how the body wants to settle and relax with the out breath. So the body has an intelligence all of its own. It knows what it wants to do. On the exhalation, we allow the body to relax. We get out of its way. And then we bring our attention down to the feet and feeling into the toes. See what you can feel in the toes. And if you don't feel anything, that's perfectly fine. But you might feel a little bit of maybe coolness or warmth or a bit of tingling or pressure in some way. And then allow your attention to include the whole of the right foot, the whole of the left foot. Soles of the feet, the fronts of the feet, the heels, and include the ankles. You may like to focus just on one foot at a time and then swap over to the other. Which foot are you most aware of? What does it feel like from the inside out to actually experience your feet on the floor? You're not visualizing them, you're not thinking about them, you're feeling them. Taking a deep breath in, as you exhale, let go of your attention to the feet and travel up to the lower legs now and to the knees. The shins, the calf muscles, and both knees. What are you aware of here? Without judging it, just noticing. With a sense of curiosity. What's going on in the lower legs right now? And you may not be aware of anything, that's perfectly fine. Again, maybe coolness or warmth or tension or maybe nothing. Take a deep breath in when you're ready to, and exhaling from the lower legs, letting the lower legs go. Travel the awareness to the upper legs and to the hips. What's the quality of sensations here in the upper legs and the hips? Which side are you more aware of? If there is a little bit of tension, what does that really feel like? So rather than pushing it away or denying it, we're actually turning towards this area of tension gently, just with a little bit of curiosity, seeing how it feels. And if something is too uncomfortable, of course, just skip that area and focus back on the breath. And And when you're ready to, taking a deep breath in for the upper legs and the hips, and exhaling, letting go of that area, moving to the pelvis, lower abdominal area, back of the pelvis and lower back. Just seeing what you find. Just exploring gently. You might feel the breath moving in the belly as the belly rises and falls. You might be more aware of contact pressure wherever you're sitting or lying. How does that feel? Taking a deep breath in for the whole pelvis and exhaling from the pelvis, letting the pelvis go. Moving now to the front body, traveling from the lower abdomen up to the upper abdomen, up to the front ribs, to the collarbones, fronts of the shoulders. What are you experiencing in the front of the torso? Maybe the movement of breath is most obvious, but are there more subtle sensations? Noticing the front of the chest and across the collarbones out to the shoulders. Maybe you can sense some movement in the digestive system, maybe a little gurgle. Bring your attention around now to the back. Lower back, middle back, upper back. What are you most aware of here? What's drawing your attention? Taking a deep breath in for the whole torso, front and back, and as you exhale, letting the torso go and bringing your attention up to the neck and the shoulders. The throat area, sides of the neck, tops of the shoulders, backs of the shoulders, the shoulder joints. Feeling the shoulders from the inside out with a sense of kindness. And by that I mean, if you find some tension, you're just acknowledging it, recognizing it. And sometimes the seeing is the doing. Maybe that might encourage a little bit of softening. Taking a deep breath in for the neck and shoulders, exhaling and letting them go. Just sweeping down the arms now all the way to the fingertips. Sensing from the inside out, what are you feeling in the arms and the hands? To take a deep breath in for both arms and hands, and exhaling, releasing the hands and the arms. And just coming up to the head now. What's going on in the head, the physical head itself? How's the jaw, the cheek muscles, the eyes and the forehead? the temples, the scalp. How does that feel? Feeling the breath in the nostrils. And taking a deep breath in for the whole head. And exhaling. Letting go of the awareness of the head. And now, if you would, take a sense overall of the whole body. Can you have a sense of the whole body here? From the top of the head down to the soles of the feet. Thinking of the body as a whole. We've narrowed our focus to individual parts. Now we're broadening the focus to the whole body. Taking a deep breath in for the whole body and exhaling. Now allowing the whole body to rest as you just observe the next 5 or 6 breaths in silence. Seeing if you're comfortable now just to allow the breath again to deepen so that we can introduce a bit of movement into fingers and toes, hands and feet, making a little bit of movement. And then gently taking the hands to prayer pose at the heart center, whether you're sitting or lying down, if that's comfortable. And just dedicating the practice to our own well-being, to our own flourishing, and to the building of our awareness of ourselves in this moment. And gently, when you're ready to, we'll close that practice now. When you're ready to open the eyes and begin to stretch and move a little, allow yourself, if you're lying down, to roll to your side. Be very careful getting up. Come gently to sitting, maybe gently to your hands and knees, or coming back to your chair if that's okay.